This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois lawmakers are considering a proposal for a statewide carryout bag tax. The proposal would charge 10 cents per bag. That's plastic, paper, or reusable. It would increase to 25 cents by 2030. Supporters say this proposed tax aims to reduce bag usage, with potential annual increases thereafter if usage does not decrease. Republican State Representative Regan Deering of Decatur says an additional tax on Illinois families is ludicrous.
It's just another example of out-of-control Democrats wanting to tax everything. Illinois does not have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. So obviously my caucus has taken a hard look at how we can reduce spending and provide relief for Illinois families. It's probably got an environmental spin on this bag tax, but continuing to put the onus on hardworking Illinoisans is insane.
Purchases made with SNAP or government food assistance, as well as specific bags for produce, meat, or prescriptions, are generally exempt. Similar local ordinances already exist in such places as Chicago and Edwardsville. Many major medical and healthcare organizations have decided to ignore new guidance reducing recommendations on childhood immunization. Last September, Republican Congressman Darren LaHood voiced concerns about some of the statements coming out of Health and Human Services. LaHood says he now has more than concerns, but is refusing to break entirely with the Trump administration on the vaccine question.
What I would tell them is rely on their own doctor, their own medical advice that they get. Everybody, this is a personal decision.
LaHood declined to call for the federal government to reverse itself on the new vaccine guidance. A former natural gas-fired power plant along the Mississippi River in Jackson County could be redeveloped into a new venture. The Daily Egyptian reports the Jackson-Union County Port Authority Board met last week and discussed the evolution of the Grand Tower Energy Center in a call with a representative from Perdomo Worldwide, the company that owns the plant. The board did not yet take any formal action, but discussed the possibility of a data center coming to Grand Tower. The Port Authority Board is weighing the pros and cons of the construction and operation of a data center in a small community such as Grand Tower. This is WSIU.